5 till 7 p.m. Sheffield Live 93.2.
Yeah, sounds like this on a Sunday with Chris Welch through till 7 o'clock. I hope you're doing okay. Hope you're enjoying the heat. It's been hot. It's been hot. And yeah, I've got an interview that I recorded about 3 or 4 weeks ago when Omar, this UK soul legend, came to town, came to play at the Yellow Arch. He's always generous with his time. I think it's the third time I've sat down with him, once for a print interview many, many years ago. I think for Now Then magazine, actually, maybe, possibly. And then another one I did for this show as well, which I can't find. I can't find, which was at the Wardrobe. So I try not to ask him the same questions that I've asked him before. Not that he remembered doing the interviews with me, so it's all cool. Big shout out to you, Omar. And thanks to Lucia for getting it sorted. Of course, his performance was brilliant. He is just one of the best, sort of multi-talented, and you know, he's been doing this over 40 years, you know what I mean, and that's and still at the top of his game. His brand new album, there's what's it called, brand new album, Brighter Days, yes, of course, Brighter Days is great. It's out via BBE Impressive Collective. You can also, you should also check his anthology if you don't know his music before, but I would go to every single album. I'm going to play you some of the tracks as we go through. I'm going to start off with a couple from his brand new album.
Oh, one you can rely on, there's no doubt. I'm a shoulder you can lean, excel with me and breathe. I wanted you so long, this time is not for you to see.
Studios on your tour?
Middle of the tour, yeah. We've done 6 or 7 shows thus far. I've been in West Country, Manchester, Cardiff, but really going nice. We did Leeds last night. Yeah, it was great.
It was great. That's all we need to know.
This is what I was saying before. It's just great to get to places that I've either never been or I haven't been there for a while. It's really good to get to, you know, all the places that I'm been to or haven't been to for a while, you know, and to see the love that people have for the music is just amazing. I'm always grateful for that.
Yeah, fantastic. And this is how many years have you been? Is it 40 yet?
41.
41 years.
Yeah, yeah.
41 years. So your first single, because everyone thinks it's There's Nothing Like This, but there was stuff before on your dad's label, wasn't there?
That was that was the fifth single. That I'd released. My first was in 85 called Mr. Postman. A song that I hated.
What do you mean you hated?
Oh man, I hate this song. Because it was like two weeks after making it, I used to have to do PAs where I used to follow Five Star.
Oh,
Five Star were huge.
At that point.
But I was always going on after them. I don't know why they put me on after. Because everybody's leaving. And so I'm singing a song I didn't like. And Peace and Prosper people are leaving as well. So I vowed to myself that I would always make music that I would like.
Actually, that kind of leads on to a question I was going to ask you, which is, I mean, I've always said that I think you've got a completely distinctive sound. I think there's, you hear an Omar tune, you know it's an Omar tune. And, it's so much so that I think that's something that not all artists have, you know what I mean? Is that deliberate or does it just come out?
Hell yes. I mean, that was what I always... I mean, from when I was a kid, you know, about 14, 15, starting to write songs, I always wanted to make songs. As soon as you hear the first four bars,
yeah,
or even like the first four notes, then you know it's me.
Things that I should not have done.
just trying to be the man. The man, 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 the man, yeah. Ooh, let something happen to me. Love taught me to calm right down. The last thing I was thinking of made me become a man. Time. This is it, something real. Let's get on, don't wanna waste time. I found love and I know it's something meant to be me. I don't wanna be the same, cause I feel the need deep in me.
And also to have that rewind factor about it, you know, yeah, what I mean? In the black dances and all that, when they play that tune and people go blah blah blah, you have to rewind the tune. That's what I'm always striving for.
That's the aim. And with that, I mean, were there particular artists that influenced you and you kind of thought, even if it's not on your sound entirely, but like on sure. like you heard them and you thought, I know that's Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, it's Prince, it's Stevie, it's Michael Jackson, you know what I mean? Or it's Quincy Jones production or it's that kind of specific sound that I've always been striving for. And it's that everlasting quest.
And I do think it gives you music a timeless quality. I was listening to your second album, Music, only the other day. You look a bit younger on that one, if you don't mind me saying. You're still looking good, Omar.
That's 34 years ago.
34 years ago, yes, exactly. Yeah, and I mean, I think it's got possibly, I think, one of the best ballads. One of the best ballads. Who chooses the seasons?
Thank you.
The more and more I listen to it, the just better and better it gets.
must go. The best thing that I know. I must leave you with my spirit still. We cannot say goodbye. I told you I must go on. The best thing that I know.
How do you manage to keep that signature style but keep things moving on? Because you have, haven't you? You've kind of, it's not, you're not making the same music you were making 30 years ago.
It's just that kind of thing. You get that creative spark. I still get that fire in my belly when I make the music. You know, the excitement, and you think you got that banger as well. And then when you perform it as well, that's another plus that you get. You know, bonus that you get out of making the music. I will always. Yeah, try to enjoy myself as well. You know, that's the thing. I will never get bored with it. That's when I do get bored with it, and then that's probably when I stop.
Yeah.
But there's always a way to, you know, make the music exciting or try something different. Or, do you know what I mean? I'm working with different people. I was just done a tune with Ronnie Size as well.
Have you? Is this with Danny Wheeler as well? Wheeler?
It's that DJ,
I've heard just a couple of tunes being played at festivals, and they're bangers.
Yeah, I'm telling you, absolutely. So, you know what I mean? You always try and find something new to give it that little spark. Working with people in the studio as well, as well as being solitary, brings out different things as well.
Yeah.
On this album, Brighter Days and There's Much Love in the World was done on a writing weekend that I did with a couple of friends.
Oh, really?
We just went in the studio and just put down a couple of things. Brighter Days, I said, look, I want something Al Green. And that lick you hear with the guitar at the front,
that's the first thing he has got Al Green. Yeah,
that's Ben Jones. You know what I mean? So, killed it with that.
Can never
pledges to my love, my life. Making moves where our future will thrive. Ain't nothing that's stopping me. Nothing but to be free. And those times you got me making, so thankful it's true, baby, it's true.
Which I think is my favourite tune on the album.
Okay.
I think that's a stunner.
Yeah.
That's a stunner. You know what I mean?
I'm very happy with that one.
Yeah.
But then after we did that, and then I just thought of Chris Cameron and the string arrangements for it. Because I hadn't used Chris for a little while. He's been, you know, I've been using him since Music.
Yeah.
For his fantastic arrangements. I took the influence of Lujon, Henry Mancini's Lujon, because I said, listen, I need strings like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And that's exactly what he gave me. He just knows how to arrange it and make it fit.
Yeah.
The music. And yeah, just so cool.
It's got such a beautiful sound to it.
Thank you. loving, love is loving the way we make. Love is loving, love is loving the way we make. Love is loving, love is loving the way we make. Yeah, 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 yeah. Love will always win. If you look deep within, yeah. We sing this song, love is life for a lover. Oh, yeah. You need it, I need it, we need it, love.
And it's your tenth album, is
ninth.
It? Ninth album.
No, I mean there's loads.
Yeah.
I mean there's anthology.
The anthology.
The compilations and stuff.
Which tune on this current album you think, okay, I'm going to go back and re-release the anthology. I was looking at the tunes on that earlier. And because I was thinking, yeah, these are some of my favourite tunes on here. Although there were a few like Garner Emotion that I thought, right. The anthology, I thought, that should be on there. But it's hard to pick, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
But out of the new album, which ones? Come on, which ones do you think?
Why
come on.
Would you do that to
Sorry,
me?
You don't have to
Well, there's much love in the world, definitely. I think, you know what I mean? Because it has that, you know, that Hollywood sparkling quality.
It does.
As well, but you know, there's Brighter Days, there's Lovey Dovey with Eric Robertson and Raheem DeVaughn.
Yeah,
that's another little one.
This is an Omar and Up to Scratch production.
Just depends what mood you're in, you know what I mean? So it's very hard. Doing the anthology, we even had to cut that down for the vinyl.
can't get enough on it.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Mm. I remember like during lockdown, you used to post these videos. Mm. And, you know, and it was quite, obviously music, so tough for musicians during lockdown.
Mm.
But I kind of thought, I wonder if this is how you work. Because it seemed to be quite improvised. You seem to be come up with a melody, or you've gone in with a melody and worked around it, and showing us a little bit of repeat.
You know what I mean? And just going through the process of what you want to add to it, in terms of arrangements, in terms of, you know, production, instrumentation, all that kind of stuff, just comes into it, and it just all kind of happens naturally.
Yeah.
I like working with my brother, Scratch Professor.
Yeah, you've worked with him since the beginning.
Since we were young, you know. So we have this kind of symbiotic way of working. Yeah, just kind of like we know how to.
Almost like your brothers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we fight like brothers as well.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Always come to that kind of thing. But I think it's just part of the process. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's all fun.
Allowing my heart to come around and show you how I feel. Thank you for looking right past all my armor.
I was going to say, acting. You did a bit of acting, didn't you? Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously you did Enders, but you also came to Crucible and did a show here, We Come and Saw, where you were performing your own tunes.
Right, yeah. My one-man show called Love Song.
Yeah.
So me and a piano yeah, doing a monologue. It was written for me by Che Walker.
That was great.
Oh, thank you, yeah. I'm actually looking to do that again as well, because you get a really good reaction when,
yeah,
when you do it, you know.
And is acting something you've always been interested in,
I've dabbled in it, you know, yeah, what I mean? That the Enders, man, that was the blessing, the absolute blessing, because I enjoyed myself so much. I wish I'd kept it longer, but, you know, I'm still grateful for the time I had.
Yeah.
Great cast, just it was so friendly and, you know, really nice.
Good laugh.
What a blessing, man. I mean, he's wearing a three-piece suit, he's driving a Bentley, he's smoking cigars, chatting Sam Mitchell up, and then they end up in a pub playing the piano. So, I mean, that was just, yeah, it was a blessing in disguise. Roger Griffiths showed me the ropes, told me what to do, what not to do, I give thanks to him as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm always up for doing a little something. You know,
yeah,
I mean?
Did you find that transition though? Like, did it come easier than you think?
But I've been doing plays when I was at school.
Right.
I shared the part of the Pirate King in the Pirates of Penzance.
Yeah.
With Max Beasley.
Well, yeah.
We went to school together. Yeah. You know what I mean? But yeah, we shared that.
There's part. Loads of early recordings of you guys together,
yeah,
in there.
Yeah.
And I've noticed he started playing again recently, hasn't he? Making tunes and stuff as well.
We just did a gig at the Ronnie Scott's.
Oh, did you?
As well, yeah. Right. High Vibes.
I was going to ask you about that, because obviously over the years I've just put most recent ones I've just thought of, really, Doneo. There's right. A drum and bass tune which I love with Gardner, you just talked about.
Oh God,
talked about the one with Ronnie Size, Zeb Bias, obviously Dancing, course, being a massive tune. Brian Jackson,
yes,
you know, and on the bottle. And I first heard that at We Are Ear Festival, and I thought, is that Omar on the bottle?
Happy accident. Pete Darqua from BBE. So oh, we're in the studio in New York. We happen to be there at the same time. He said, come down to the studio. Me not realising it's Kenny Dope and Louis Vega in the studio. I'm like, what? And they start playing the tune. I'm like, you want to sing something? I went, all right, why not?
Really?
Yeah, and that's
really
how I ended up on the song.
I love that. Love
corner. If you see my brother looking like a goner, it's gonna be me, me, me,
any personal favourites in terms of your collaborations over the years? I mean, there's been so many. It's obviously a bit of an unfair question, isn't it?
It but really is. Thanks,
even if it's
thanks for posing. Thanks again.
even if it's kind of ones recently.
Oh man, I mean, you know, Stevie's got to be right up there on the top of the pile,
yeah,
you know, because that was such an experience.
I've heard you tell the story before.
There we go. Right, yeah. So I mean, that Bless out Angie Stone.
Yeah.
Lamont Dozier, David Frank, Leon Ware.
Leon Ware, yeah.
As well, you know, those collaborations. I mean, Paul Weller just recently.
Yeah, Paul Weller, yeah.
You know,
had you known him for some time, or?
Well, I played percussion for him and Style Council in 89.
Really?
It was my first professional gig.
Really?
Was we toured Japan. And and then I kind of just reconnected with him
that's
a few cool. years back. And yeah. said, yeah, well, you know, we haven't done anything together. Yeah, let's do that. Come to my studio. Yeah. I'm like, what is this place? And then, yeah, he's like, yeah, you can use the studio anytime. And he's like, so bless him, man. That guy's like the most humblest superstar.
Yeah.
I know.
He always seems to come across like that. Like, he always seems to come across like that. He's kept it real, hasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
He's kept it
no
real.
No fuss.
Taking time to straighten things on my own.
And this is, I've written down loads of unfair questions. I need to rejig this, but right, three best Omar Slow songs. You can't have There's Nothing Like This.
All right.
Go on.
Last Request. Little Boy.
Little Boy. So that's off album 2 and 3, isn't it? Little Boy's on number.
No, Little Boy's on 3.
It's on For Pleasure, yeah. You made a lot of music, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. I always get it wrong. And then, There's Much Love in the World.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love, the tears are rolling down.
the error of my ways. And I hope that I oh love will change someday. So here it is, I'm saying to you, I'm calling out to you. If there's one thing I never meant to do, I never meant to hurt you. Request. I'm calling out to you, and I'm holding out my hand for things. Yes, I'm holding out my hand. Yeah. Yes, I'm holding out my hand. Yeah.
What you've been missing, yeah, yeah, yeah. Why you run? run away from love, little boy. There's nothing wrong with a little love, little boy. You're gonna end up all alone.
Another three, if you don't mind. Three Omar tracks that perhaps, you know, people don't know them quite so well as they should, but you're like,
okay,
that's one of my strongest.
Off the top of my head, Deja Vu with Mayra Andrade.
Deja Vu with Mayra Andrade.
Yeah.
On the basis of that song, one of a friend of mine, a dear friend who unfortunately departed last year, but he was so in love with that track.
Right.
He drove down from Sheffield to London on a Tuesday night to go and see her live.
She's amazing. Yeah. Absolutely. And the way that track came about as well, because I'm in the flat with her and she's cooking, and I just got this new piece of software which has got the...
Yes.
And on that basis, it's just like while she's cooking, I'm making this music as well. And we just made this music together.
Amazing.
And it just came together. And in Paris as well.
Yeah. It's such a beautiful song. Yeah. So Deja Vu, I'm with you on that.
Around your tune, like I've heard your melody before. Did we have a rendezvous? In my dreams, I've seen your face many times before. Don't tell me coincidence. My feelings, no. All the time we spend. Wanna be around your song like a carousel that's spinning free.
have we met with the view to make the lady much more than a memory.
Ton regard est familier, vraiment. S'est-on déjà rencontré avant? Je devine de ces recoins cachés un parfum d'histoire abandonnée.
My feelings don't know of the time we spent. I only wanna be around your song like a carousel that's spinning free. Have we met with a view to make love and be much more than a memory?
And then say High Heels, which is on. Wait, I know this one. I think that's on Demand.
Yeah.
I'm telling you,
okay.
It's too much. Yeah, because that's got its. It's kind of got a rock quality, but it's rock and jazz to it. But I just, and it took me so long to get that top line.
Yeah.
Ralph Zitzman is the guy that sent it to me, his quartet, and it took me 3 years until I got the hook, until I got the melody for it. But once I got it, man, it was like, that's the one. You know what I mean?
That's I'm gonna get this one. Best by far album, innit?
Wow.
There you go.
Wow,
I'm doing all right, aren't I? I'm mugged up. No.
You're doing better than me.
Yeah. Kiss It Right. Okay, we'll give him a play.
Lots of people faking. I don't don't be their mind. Cause it's plain as day, the truth will come out in time. You say you want the truth, but I must believe the source. Cause there are people that like to abuse the phone. Kiss it, but got to kiss it bye-bye. Kiss it, but you got to kiss it bye-bye. Kiss it, but you got to kiss it bye-bye. Got to kiss it, but you got to kiss it bye-bye. Kiss it, but you got to kiss it bye-bye. Got to kiss it, but you got to kiss it bye-bye. Kiss it, but you got to kiss it bye-bye. Got to kiss it, but you got to kiss it bye-bye. Do you think I'm messing?